More than 120 migrants have attempted the treacherous journey across the Mediterranean Sea, according to the International Organization for Migration. But news yesterday that 41 migrants who departed from Tunisia reportedly died when their boat capsized has brought the danger of the journey into sharp focus. The IOM estimates that more than 2,300 people have been reported dead or missing since the start of this year. Julia Black is a project officer with the International Organization for Migration and is on the line now. Good afternoon, Julia. Can we talk about the news which emerged yesterday of those people who departed from Tunisia and whose boat capsized, never to make it to Europe? What is known about those people and what happened to them?
Absolutely. So what we know, based on the testimonies of these four surviving migrants, is that their boat departed from Tunisia and several hours later capsized. Those migrants who were wearing life vests swam for several hours, apparently found something to float on, and were later rescued by a commercial vessel before being brought to Lampedusa. But the reality of the situation is that we may never know the fate of these 41 people who simply disappeared at sea.
And the route that these people took from Tunisia to Italy, as you said, is that becoming a more common crossing point now?
Absolutely. So historically, most migrants taking what we call the Central Mediterranean route departed from Eastern Libya. That's now changing. We've seen, of the 90,000 people who arrived in Italy via this route this year, about 34,000 of them departed from Tunisia originally.
And the numbers of people who are making the crossing from Africa to Europe this year, it is the highest, I think, since 2016. Quite a number of crossings are also being intercepted by the Libyan and the Tunisian coast guards. What happens then to those people?
Absolutely. So that is really the main change since 2016 is the growing role of the North African authorities in intercepting people at sea and bringing them back to North Africa. I don't think it's any surprise that the detention conditions for these migrants, especially in Libya, are absolutely horrendous. We have many cases reported of people being forced to work, effectively being conscripted into slavery after being detained by the Libyan authorities.
And of course, the authorities there are part funded as well by the European Union. It is clearly an act of desperation, isn't it, that these people would undertake such a treacherous journey and putting their lives at risk, putting their children's lives at risk as well. What kind of conditions are these people fleeing from, that they would make such a dangerous journey?
So, the reasons why people choose to take these hazardous journeys obviously comes down to the individual. There are many people fleeing violence, fleeing repressive governments, and of course, the way to get to Northern Africa, even before crossing the Mediterranean, is also extremely hazardous, crossing the Sahara Desert. And now with this coup in Niger, there's a lot more security risks there. It's my view that regardless of the reason why someone is leaving, whether it's war, violence, or economic reasons, no one deserves to die in search of a better life.
We're coming to the end of the summer. The weather is changing. The sea conditions are also becoming more dangerous and are changing. We also know that these people are travelling in unseaworthy vessels. Are we likely to see more deaths for the remainder of this year?
I certainly hope not, but to be quite frank, this shipwreck of 41 people dying is not atypical. I mean, there were several shipwrecks just in the last week. My project, which documents these deaths worldwide, is recording them on a daily basis. So it is a rather grim reality that this is the new normal.
Julia, thank you for talking to us today. That's Julia Black, Missing Migrants Project Officer with the International Organization for Migration.